South Carolina is attracting lots and lots of new companies, mainly because of it being a right-to-work state or a non-union state. What's your position on unions?
My position on unions is fine, but I like right to work. I mean, my position on right to work is 100%. What they did with you with Boeing, making it so tough, where you almost lost Boeing over it, is horrible. I love what you're doing in this area. I mean, I love what's happening. But you do have to be careful, because now Boeing's building massive plants in China. And, you know, these things don't last forever unless you're very smart. But Boeing is, you know, China is forcing Boeing to build massive airline manufacturing plants. And you don't want to find in 5 years from now that the planes aren't going to be made here. They're going to be made in China.
Are you okay with unions?
I can live with unions in certain locations. Don't forget, if you look at places like, you know, certain Northeast areas, and even that do well, they're mostly unionized. The Teamsters Union, as an example, you know, the workers, not the top people, because I fight them all the time. But, and I fight the unions very hard, but there are certain areas of the country where you only have unions. You know, you don't have a right-to-work state. I like the right-to-work, but the union people that are in unions, they seem to really want to vote for me. It's been amazing. So we've had great support. You know, the bottom line, we've had great support from workers, people that work, the real workers. But I love the right to work, and I like what you're doing here.
In right to work, you like because it's either or?
No, I like it. I like it better because it's lower. It's better for the people. You're not paying the big fees to the union. A union gets big fees. A lot of people don't realize they have to pay a lot of fees. I'm talking about the workers. They have to pay big fees to the union. I like it because it gives great flexibility to the people. It gives great flexibility to the companies.
What about police unions?
Well, I love the police, and the police are, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I don't know if you know, but throughout all of New England, I've had tremendous police endorsement. And throughout all of the United States, I've had tremendous police endorsement. And the police generally, I think they're really being treated unfairly. I think they're being treated very badly, the police generally. And I think if you look at any of your police forces, your local police forces, they'll be endorsing Trump.
And the need for police unions?
I don't think they need them or not need them. I mean, that's up to the individual police. I mean, we'll see what happens. But I don't think they need them or not need them.
Okay.